A new program launched by Capital University aims to serve young adults who have aged out of foster care. The goal is to link mentors with them to help in their transition to adulthood. Joining me to talk about the Columbus Area Mentoring Program, or CAMP, is its Executive Director Judith Goldstein and its Project Manager Denise St. Clair. Thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Judith, you were the one who created the program. Explain why you created it and how you think this will help young adults who are getting out of foster care.
The Family and Youth Law Center has been working with foster care youth for almost two decades now, and we understand the issues that they face on a daily basis. And we also have a civil legal clinic which provides assistance to them. And we came to realize that all the supports and things that they have while they're in foster care go away after they age out at age 18. And so we wanted to provide them with the supports that they need so that they can become productive adults.
Let's explain some of what they're losing.
The things they're losing are easy access to housing, to food, to mentors, to people, to caseworkers, people who can give them direction. As soon as you age out of foster care, you may no longer have a parent. You may no longer have someone to guide you just with the basics for daily life. You know, if you have an issue with your landlord or if you have an issue at work, you need someone who you can turn to give you advice.
And so you're going to match the young adult with a mentor. Where are they coming from?
This is Denise. The mentors are coming from a number of different sources. We are looking to organizations, including alumni associations of our school and others in the area. We're looking at the Big Brothers and Big Sisters program. We're looking at young professional groups. We've also worked with Franklin County Children's Services with their mentor program for kids who are still in care. And they've given us really valuable resources and connections for mentorships as well.
So how many young adults are you aiming to help right away?
We are currently a pilot program, so we're somewhat limited in our first year, but we will be serving 10 young adults, 10 mentor pairs in the Columbus area.
Now, new rules in Ohio starting in January 2018 will let young adults have the option to continue under foster care until age 21. Will that change things? Will that make it? It will make it, I guess, a little bit better, but still at age 21, they're on their own again.
We believe that our program is symbiotic with this extension of foster care. The things that they don't get in this extension are things like mentors that they can go to every day to help them with these everyday issues. There may still be housing issues that they need to deal with. Denise, can you think of other things?
I agree. It's really a complementary relationship that we see. They will continue, if they elect into the program, to receive case planning services. But they won't have the type of relational connection necessarily that our program will provide. And what we're really looking at are mentors who will make a commitment to work with the youth, to help identify goals, just to be a friend and a support. And that's what so many youth who are leaving care now lack.
Are there other types of programs like this in Franklin County, Judith?
There are no other programs like this in Franklin County.
Did you look at any other models for this program that when you created this one?
Absolutely. We did research from all over the country, from Cleveland to Maine to California. There are a few programs scattered around the country, and we were able to learn a lot from the mistakes that they had made, the problems they had.
I've been talking with Judith Goldstein and Denise St. Clair with the Columbus Area Mentoring Program at Capital University for those coming out of foster care. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.